It was the Democrats, y'all. No, they got a classified briefing and they leaked it in violation of law. But they only leaked a small part of it, the part that made it look like Trump's attack did not do anything to the Iranian nuclear program. This is a crime. Almost immediately, the Ayatollah began repeating their talking points. They're on the same page, y'all. If you don't believe the Democrat Party has merged with Iran, all you needed to do was watch the news yesterday. And I mean, look, obviously Iran, as they admit, is funding their anti-Semitic street marches. I'm not going to play you that John Kirby audio. I try to play it every day so that people understand the existential threat of Iran partnered with the Democrat Party. We must destroy the Iranian leadership. Must. Or Democrats going to roar back into power and Republicans will have to campaign from basements as Iran tries to assassinate them on our own soil while they snicker. That'll be the next presidential campaign, folks. This is why the Iranian leadership must die. I'm just going to bottom line it for you. We'll get into that a little bit later. Let's stay focused on where we are right now.
President Trump is calling out the left after intelligence about the U.S. strikes on Iran's nuclear sites was leaked to the press. The president posting, quote, the Democrats are the ones who leaked the information on the perfect flight to the nuclear sites in Iran. They should be prosecuted.
Treason.
The FBI is now investigating the leak, and the White House is now tightening its circle, saying they will limit access to classified information to Congress.
This administration wants to ensure that classified intelligence is not ending up in irresponsible hands, and that people who have the privilege of viewing this top secret classified information are being responsible with it. We need to strengthen that process to protect our national security and protect the American public. Leaking top secret classified intelligence is a crime, and people need to be held accountable for that crime.
Folks, it was just earlier this week that the Democrats were screaming, why? Because when Trump dropped those bombs in Iran, he didn't tell them beforehand. It's why they say they want to impeach him. They weren't informed. Nancy Pelosi yesterday, Wednesday. Nancy Pelosi Wednesday screaming and yelling, Trump should have told her. Oh, he should have told us. He should have given us a classified briefing. He should have told us he was going to go to Iran. Y'all would have picked up the phone half an hour and called the Ayatollah. You would have. Or you'd call Kerry and he'd call the Ayatollah since he conducted his own foreign policy during Trump. Remember when he went to Iran and told them, don't worry, hang on. Don't listen to Trump in his last term. We're going to hook you up. They did. That nuclear program is as much Iran's as it is China's and the Democrat Party, starting with the pallets of cash. So we're talking literally 72 hours ago, Democrats screaming, impeach him because he didn't inform Congress before he did this. As they're leaking, illegally leaking classified data behind the scenes, they're screaming, impeach him because he wouldn't give them classified data. These folks, they are enemies of this country. They just happen to be elected. And you want to see the damage that the Democrat Party, funded by Iran, their street marches funded in Iran, has wrought? Zohran Mamdani. The anti-Semitism that Iran bought and paid for at the street level. Again, Biden administration admitted, yeah, they're funding our marches. Spokesperson John Kirby. Take it up with them, not me. It's not me supposing this. It happened. What do you get? Anti-Semitism becomes cool, hip, hot. Because they paid for that. And now you got Zohran Mamdani. Oh, is he an anti-Semite? That's so cool. We hate Jews. We're going to vote for the most anti-Jewish guy there is. Folks, it's all related. Listen to this. Listen to this. Here are the Democrats' talking points.
I just do not think the president was telling the truth when he said this program was obliterated.
Right now, we have no final battle damage assessment that would enable us to be comfortable or complacent about what has been done.
Yeah, they're lying there. Here's the Ayatollah on the same page.
They attacked our nuclear facilities. which is, of course, subject to independent prosecution in international courts. But they were not able to achieve anything significant.
Right there. 15 seconds. Those are the Democrat talking points for the entire week. Out the Ayatollah's mouth. By the way, you notice, did you see that him on TV? Yeah, did you notice he looks a little pale? Hadn't gotten a lot of vitamin D lately. By the way, the good news is the Israelis say they are still going to try to kill him. He has to die. We can't go forward any other way. There's no other way. I hope Trump just lets them. We don't need to do it. They need to do it. And they need to wipe out the whole top tier of the theocracy too. And every moment that goes by, that doesn't happen. The world is in danger. Trump is in danger. Vance is in danger. Our senators are in danger. Everybody's in danger of a catastrophic attack. Look, we've already had Medvedev say, hey, listen, countries are going to give them nuclear fissile material even if the U.S. destroyed theirs. Time's ticking. It's ticking. But I'm going to get into that later. Folks, and just to show you the level of treachery we're talking about here, Tim, hold the music for just a sec, okay? This is Senator Bernie Morello. The Senate had a classified briefing update from the CIA yesterday, intel briefing. I'm sure we'll find out whatever was in it next 48 hours from the Democrats as they break the law again. Senator Bernie Morello is a Republican. Listen to what he said inside the briefing, what the Democrats are saying, okay?
One of the Democrats was in a confidential briefing in the SCIF today and said to General Kane, the operation that you ran will go down in the annals of American history as the greatest military operation ever conducted. A Democrat said that today. What's sick is that they then go on TV and do everything possible politically to undermine the administration. This is not what they believe. This is just pure political grotesque behavior. It infuriates me. Look, I'm just going to call it like it is. Maybe I'm breaking Senate protocol here. But look, I can't stand these guys that say something in private and they go out publicly and contradict it only to score cheap political points, which weakens this country and undermines our military.
Bingo. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, I thought, quote, from Pete Hegseth, who is the head of our military, boys in the bombers, that's how Hegseth referred to them, I thought boys in the bombers may have been used to protect this rare female B-2 pilot from being doxxed by Democrats and targeted for assassination by Iran. Great point. Great point. Texter writes, Iran has one of the world's largest oil reserves. Why do they need nuclear power? They don't. That was just a lie to produce a nuclear bomb. Folks, do you realize they have their number five for natural gas reserves in the world? They don't need nuclear power, and they certainly don't need nukes, nuclear fissile material enriched at 60 or 90%. This is your daily reminder of what Iran purchased with its support of the Democrat Party, which, by the way, is illegal. They can't even take this money. Iran is a designated, the government, a designated state sponsor of terror. It is illegal to take money from them, but they're Democrats. Here's, I play this every day, and there's a reason for it. Joe Biden's spokesperson, John Kirby, who funded the anti-Semitic riots and Democrat street marches after October 7th, bloodlust marches.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it.
Yeah, it's them. Yeah, the other half's paid for it by Biden's donors. What do they get for their money? They got Zohran Mamdani. That's what they got. Roy Abrams, post to X. Did you know Zohran Mamdani became, and by the way, I want to correct this. Yesterday, I said he has only been here since 2018. I got that wrong. He's only been a citizen since 2018. He's actually been here since he was seven. Went to an elite private school, $30,000 a year. Some immigrant, huh? His daddy is a hate-filled professor at an Ivy League school. His mama, oh boy. She is a successful Hollywood film director and noted anti-Semite. Her name is Myra Nair. Remember when they tried to get Gal Gadot banned from attending the Oscars because she's Israeli. Literally for genetic reasons. She's a Jew. And she's Israeli. You know who was behind that? Wait for the punchline. Ta-doom. Mira Nair. His mama. Roy Abrams notes, I am still digesting the fact that Zohran Mamdani's mother, the successful film director, Mira Nair, tried to get Gal Gadot banned from attending the Oscars because she's Israeli. It is so grotesque, so hate-filled, so un-American. This is what Iran bought. You tell the Democrat sheeple who we hate now, it's Jews, but they're down for it. You just tell them that's what they do. And Democrats who know better should stop this. And hats off to the few with the courage. Here's former Hillary Clinton pollster and noted Democrat Mark Penn.
We do know that, interestingly, Zohan's strongest supporters were college-educated people making over $100,000, who are now in the column of being anti-Semitic socialists. Yep. That's the paradox of what's happened in these elections in the Democratic Party right now.
I shouldn't have talked over that. I'm sorry. I do that to code my audio so other people can't steal it. Anti-Semitic socialists. This is a Democrat pollster, a lifelong Democrat. Yeah, our voters are now anti-Semitic socialists, at least the wealthy, highly educated ones. Good for him. You got to call it out. Here is other noted Democrat, Peter Orszag. He was Obama's budget director, served in other modes in various Democrat regimes. Obama's budget director, Peter Orszag, lays it out.
I'm saddened to say that I think the Democratic Party is becoming increasingly anti-Semitic and anti-capitalism, turning towards socialism and turning away from your moral principles through anti-Semitism never works. There is a fundamental concern that I have, and I think many people have, about the direction of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, this is scary stuff. This is why they're on the same page with Iran. It's who they are. It's who they are. But it is causing them very real problems. And folks, the anti-Semitism is a large part of why you've got everyone from the head of the Democrat Senatorial Committee. They provide all of the funding for Senate campaigns, Kirsten Gillibrand, to Chuck Schumer, to Hakeem Jeffries. All of them hesitating to endorse this guy. They all said good things about him, but they can't. I mean, you're endorsing anti-Semitism at that point. That's where you are, and they're right on the line of it.
What happened this weekend? One of the first people to put a statement out on Saturday night, AOC. We should impeach the president. Now you have candidates, not only do they have to answer for a socialist in New York, they have to answer for cutting off, impeaching Donald Trump for bombing Iran, cutting off money for ICE. And that's just in the last 2 weeks.
It's Dan Turrentine. He's a Democrat podcast host. So, look, this is good for us, bad for them. And here's the thing. When you have leaders as bad as ours are in Congress, I mean, we deserve to lose the midterms. Well, we absolutely do. We should lose the midterm. We need a spanking like that. And we may not. Not with these people. Not with these people. I'm going to get into all of that. The big, beautiful bill and John Thune fighting hard to keep Medicaid for illegal immigrants, food stamps for illegal immigrants. By the way, John Thune is supposed to be the Republican leader in the House in the bill. Why? So his rich corporate shiny shoes friends on Wall Street don't have to pay things like health care costs for their illegals, and they can continue with their tax avoidance and evasion scheme. That's what he gets paid for. He's a Bush guy. They are a cancer on this party. They have to go. Did you see what? And the reason I'm talking about this, he's trying to throw that stuff out of the big, beautiful bill, and he's hiding behind a girl. Back in 22, something called the Senate Parliamentarian. It's just a government position like any other. She's an advisor on whether the bills that go through the Senate meet the threshold for 51 votes to pass or 60 plus one votes to pass, basically. 60 votes, 63, whatever. It depends on how many are voting. And he could fire her. He could ignore her. Instead, he's walking around going, oh, I'm so sorry. We're going to have to leave 1.4 million illegals on Medicaid because the little girl said so. Where'd the little girl come from? The parliamentarian. She was appointed by Harry Reid, Democrat, in 2012. Do you think for a moment the Democrats would let a Republican-appointed parliamentarian tell them what to do when they don't have to? Listen to what she has said. We have to take out of the big, beautiful bill. Are you ready for this? Medicaid for illegals. Now I got to give it to them. But that's against the law. It's against federal law. You can't get federal benefits if you're illegally here. Don't matter. Got to break the law. John Thune's like, okay, the little girl says I have to break the law. So does George Bush. He called me last night. Yeah. Oh, did I say that out loud? Listen to what they're nixing. Defunding sanctuary cities was in the bill. Thune throws it out. Fast-tracking energy drilling permits. Thune throws it out. Defunding Medicaid for illegals. Thune throws it out. Food stamps for illegals. Yep. Thune throws it out. Oh, the girl told me I got to keep with president. Let me tell you what's going on here. Okay. Thune is a monster. He's from the Bush cabal. He comes from the same fundraising networks as Nikki Haley. He will get cut off and curb stomped if he doesn't do this. They are for open borders, illegal immigration, every American job replaced. Those employers, when they play those illegals under the table, that's a tax evasion scheme. They don't make enough money to survive here. So Thune knows he's got to get them the Medicaid. He's got to get them the food stamps. He's got to get them the Social Security numbers that Biden was giving out. So he's hiding behind a girl saying, no, no, I'm not going to break Senate tradition. Not me. Why? I won't do that. I'm going to pull that out of the BBB. Here's the problem. Here's a big problem with that. You send that piece of crap back to the House that Thune wants to send back, this guy's got to, somebody's got to beat this guy. You send that piece of crap back to the House, they're not going to pass that. How do you run as a House member on, I voted for Medicaid for 1.4 million illegals because George Bush's bad boy told me to. They can't do it. He's not going to pass the House. Somebody needs to fix Thune fast.